2025 International Chinese Speaking Conference. Week 3. Day 3. Morning Nourishment. Romans 6:5-6. For if we have grown together with him in the likeness of his death, indeed we will also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man has been crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be annulled, that we should no longer serve sin as slaves. Romans 6:5 reveals a crucial point of truth. The believers, having grown together with Christ in the likeness of his death, will grow together with him also in the likeness of his resurrection. This verse includes two steps of our growth in Christ. The first step has already taken place, whereas the second step is progressive. On the one hand, we have grown together with Christ in baptism. On the other hand, we will be growing together with him in the likeness of his resurrection, that is, in the newness of life. Today's reading. The phrase likeness of his death in Romans 6:5 refers to the baptism mentioned in verse 4. Baptism is the likeness of the death of Christ. In baptism, we have grown together with Christ. The phrase grown together has presented a challenge to many translators. However, if we adhere to the meaning of the Greek word, there will be no difficulty. The Greek word translated as grown together is used in Luke 8:7 to speak of the thorns that grew up together with the wheat. Similarly, we have grown together with Christ. When we were baptized into Christ, in one sense we were put to death, in another sense we began to grow. This very much resembles the sowing of a seed into the earth. Apparently, the seed is sown, actually, it begins to grow. When we were placed in the water, we were like a seed planted in soil. Baptism is the best soil for spiritual growth. By being baptized into Christ, we have all grown together with Christ in the likeness of his death. Paul regards baptism as a step in our growth in life. In baptism, we were not only buried into death, but we also began to grow. This is a fact, even though we cannot adequately understand it with our human mind. The important point is that to be baptized is to grow together with Christ. The growth of Christ in the believers is a mystery, just as matters related to life are always a mystery. Baptism is a process of growth similar to the process of human growth in the mother's womb. It is marvelous that just as in human conception fetuses grow into the likeness of their parents, in baptism the believers grow with Christ in the likeness of his death. We should not despise that moment when the believers are put into and pass through water, for at that moment they are growing with Christ in the likeness of his death. After their baptism is completed, they have grown together with Christ in the likeness of his death. Baptism is not an insignificant matter. Regardless of how formal a baptism might be, baptizing people into Jesus Christ results in a great change. The Spirit causes the growth of Christ in the baptized believer. When we preach Christ Jesus, we have to realize that in the word we preach, there is the Spirit. When we preach the word, we must have faith that we are preaching the word of Jehovah, the word of the living God, and the word of Jesus Christ. Moreover, the word is the Spirit. When we preach the word to others, lead them to salvation, and baptize them into the water, the Holy Spirit will honor this baptism by causing the growth of Christ within them. When a sinner hears the gospel, believes, prays, and acknowledges salvation by recognizing that he is a saved person, we should put him into the water of baptism. Being baptized into the water is a sign indicating that he is being baptized into the process triune God, that is, immersed into the union with the triune God. For him to be put into the triune God in this way is for him to grow with Christ, the embodiment of the triune God. Therefore, after a new convert believes in the Lord Jesus, we should baptize him immediately, believing in the effectiveness of baptism. This is the end of today's morning revival.